The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
My name is Elbert Lewis Jr.
And I'm Alan McIntyre. And together we welcome you back to our show, Black on Black Commentary. And the intended audience for our show is the black community, yet others are encouraged and welcome to tune in. Each and every one of us has a unique bias when it comes to change or certain subjects. And I should warn you that the content of our program episodes is probably unlike anything you've heard coming out of the black community.
Again, I'd like to welcome you back and encourage you to keep an open mind and think for yourself. If you're not African American, we hope you'll listen in to our show as well. Our program is intended to educate our listeners and provoke serious thought. Each of our episodes will deal with a different topic of importance. Are you ready for some open and honest black on black commentary? Great, because it's time we talked. One of the hot topics in today's culture wars is this flap over the Confederate battle flag. If you look at it historically, most of slavery took place under various American flags. So to me, it's kind of hypocritical of a lot of people, I guess, criticizing the Confederate battle flag as a symbol of slavery and oppression when hundreds of years of slavery took place under various American flags. So I truly don't understand why people are getting upset over this, the display of the Confederate battle flag. I've noticed it on many occasions. It never really bothered me. I can't remember any time that someone displaying a Confederate battle flag was disrespectful to me or treated me any differently than anyone else. So I really don't understand the hoopla. So I don't know what kind of position you have on it, but
the first thing that comes to mind is the Confederate battle flag is about as responsible for racism as guns are for violence.
True.
You know, so the young man in South Carolina that massacred the people in the church, he was responsible for that massacre, not the Confederate battle flag. Just like some young man that might go out and shoot a couple people in Chicago this weekend, he's responsible for those murders, not the weapon. And I just think it's a lot to do about nothing. And a lot of politicians in particular, a lot of the black politicians and black agitators saw it as an opportunity to continue to peddle racism. And I actually felt ashamed because such a big stink was made in the black community about something that has absolutely nothing to do with the real problem in the black community, which is black on black violence and crime. So basically they were comparing, apples. It's like comparing apples to oranges. That I just found that to be disturbing. But once again, you know, it's that whole Democrat way. They love to seize any opportunity to promote the whole idea of racism because the party itself is relying upon people buying into the argument of racism in order to be successful because they claim to be the people that are going to set the racial record straight in America, which we know they haven't done.
But there's a flip side to it. And I'm trying to look at this from a white perspective and mainly a Southern white perspective. Mm-hmm. We know that the Confederate battle flag did not come into modern usage until the Civil Rights era. It was a form of protest against desegregation mm-hmm. in the South. Mm-hmm. As a demonstration against desegregation. And so for them to now say that it's a symbol of white heritage or Southern heritage is totally wrong because it wasn't that. It was a symbol of a losing cause, and it was more of a protest against blacks gaining civil rights during the 60s.
Well, let me say this. I don't necessarily agree with a state, any state. I don't see a reason to fly the flag above state capitals.
Right.
Okay. Right. I see every reason to see the flag in museums because it's a part of our history.
Good or bad. For personal use.
Yeah, or for personal use. But good or bad, it's a part of our history. And what I'm saying there is people need to be aware of the history, of their history, the history of this country, and how, you know, things played out in this country. And in order to understand that, well, you have to understand the flag and what it represented and what it represents now. And just as importantly, what it may represent to individuals. It doesn't have to in some way suggest that somebody is a racist, because I've known people who have identified with the flag and they are not racist. So we can't just assume that that is what the flag represents. But let me say this. One reason I believe that it shouldn't be flown above state capitals is because it was a Confederate battle flag. And mm-hmm. nowhere in history do you see where the losing side gets to continue to fly their flag.
Right.
You know, so,
and why do you celebrate something that's a symbol of a losing cause anyway?
Let me touch on this. I can understand that there are many Southern whites who had relatives that fought for the Confederacy. They completely disagree with that whole ideology of slavery and what the Confederates were fighting for. But I can still understand how they can attach that flag to their ancestry. You
right.
see what I'm saying? You can,
mm-hmm.
you
sure.
can separate those things.
Of course.
So I respect that and I get that. And at the end of the day, I just think it's a whole lot to do with nothing. And more than anything, the reason why we're having this conversation is because of race baiters on the left. That see it as an opportunity. But, you know, it was a Republican governor that brought the flag down in South Carolina. So if they want to play that game of seizing the opportunity, well, us conservatives, us Republicans, we seized that opportunity and brought it down when many Democrats in the past refused to do so in South Carolina.
Considering what you just said about people having a legacy, you know, from family members who might have fought under that flag, I think it might be a good thing if everybody, black or white, a northerner or southerner, really educated themselves on the significance of that battle flag and what it might mean to certain individuals. Because not all are the same. Not all think of that battle flag in the same way. And the symbology is different for different people. So if there are people who legitimately feel it commemorates an ancestor's struggle and fight for what they believed in, then it's legitimate. But it would be legitimate for private use and not necessarily, like you said, in a public setting.
And I want to kind of back up and touch on something you mentioned earlier. And you talked about the American flag. I think there is an absolute distinguishable difference. And here's what I'm saying. We do know that the Confederate battle flag had the sole intention of preserving the Confederacy and slavery. The American
right, right.
flag, I would say, never had that intention and certainly never went to war to preserve the institution of slavery. That's the difference. Now, we can say, yes, I agree, the American flag was flying while slavery was in existence.
Absolutely.
But we do know that the vast majority of Northerners and the vast majority of Americans were against slavery. Slavery only stopped because of the many, many patriots that fought under that American flag to end slavery.
That's true.
So we can say that the American flag is the battle flag to end slavery. Let's say that.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Now, one thing before we move on to a related subject, I'm just wondering if the display of the Confederate flag sort of placates the racists. And if they didn't have that flag to be a symbol of their hatred, could they turn to something more violent toward black people? In other words, does the Confederate flag placate them, give them something to outlet for their racism? And now that we've taken that away, will they seek some other outlet for their hatred of black people?
You know, you brought that up. I think you could make a very legitimate argument for that. Absolutely you could. And I would also like to add that they can find any symbol
mm-hmm.
that they would choose to put forward as a representation of their hatred for minorities. So, you know, it's neither here nor there. They might choose to use a bottle of water as a symbol of hatred. Am I going to stop drinking bottled water?
No. I don't think so. Not me. Yeah, but, you know, regardless of color skin, skin color, whatever, however you want to term it. You know, there are people who have a need to hate other people. And I think it stems from lack of self-respect, lack of self-image, and they look for ways to make themselves feel better or superior to someone else as a way to make themselves feel better.
Well, maybe we can wrap it up like this. The symbol of hate of racism is hatred, not the Confederate battle flag.
Right. But there, another thing that just popped in my mind. Does a Confederate battle flag itself suggest a belief in a lower value of black people?
For those individuals that hate black people and choose to use that as a symbol for their hatred, absolutely yes.
Think so? Okay.
For the vast majority of people, no. And I can live with that.
Well, at least in a way, they kind of self-identify themselves. Because if you see somebody with a Confederate battle flag, especially now in this PC atmosphere, you kind of have to think that they're hardcore believers.
Check this
in
out.
That.
Every night on the evening news, what flag do you see? The ISIS flag. I don't hear anybody saying anything. They cover ISIS. ISIS is the absolute symbol of hatred. And nobody's saying anything. As a matter of fact, most Americans don't even have any understanding of ISIS and that ISIS is actually, their objective is to destroy and kill us. I think we need to focus on that ISIS flag.
Let's sort of look at this in a different way. Not so much a change of topic, but another angle to this. You know, the Black Lives Matter movement is gaining, I wouldn't say prominence, but they're starting to be heard. They're disrupting political rallies and whatever else. But it seems to me that they're not really addressing the real problems. If Black lives really matter, shouldn't they be more vocal about conditions and what happened in the Black community being done by Black people as opposed to protesting the Confederate flag or disrupting political rallies because some politician hasn't said what they feel is appropriate? It seems to me that the actions of Black people does more to lower the value of Black life than a Confederate flag or some racist person says one time or another.
Absolutely. And we can chop the Black Lives Matter movement down right here today, and it's very simple. If you look at the NAACP's Defense Fund, they have concluded that over the past 3 years, there's been 25,000 blacks killed pretty much at the hands of other blacks, and only 8 questionable shootings, homicides between black individuals and the cops. So if Black Lives Matter, if that movement wanted to be valid, they would focus on the 25,000 versus the 8. Numbers don't lie. It makes numerical sense to focus on those 25,000 lives and what is responsible for those lives being lost as opposed to those 8 so-called questionable killings by policemen involving black people.
And look at the response of the PC crowd to the display of a Confederate flag by this one lone person who chose, this maniac who chose to kill 9 defenseless people. But like you said, there's wholesale slaughter going on in some of the urban cities in this country. And we don't see that level of response.
Well, let me throw this in real quick. This just came to me. And this makes me very angry because I happen to know, you know this, you understand this, that the whole Black Lives Matter movement is being fueled by the left, more specifically by the Democrat Party. And what I'm saying is this, it's just another opportunity for them to exploit race and use it to gain political leverage. Ultimately, at the end of the day, at the back end of this thing, they're trying to point the blame at the conservative right. And we know that in the urban areas where all these black lives are being eradicated, they're ran and controlled and have been for the past 50, 60, 70 years by Democrats. So if Black Lives Matter, Democrats have had every opportunity to do something about these black lives because they are the authority, the political authority, where all these black lives are being lost.
But I see one more angle to this. I see a double standard. On one hand, they feel like they can hold white people responsible for displaying a flag that may or may not indicate some degree of racism on their part. But they don't hold black people responsible for the wholesale killing. It's like they're saying white people can be responsible, but black people can't be held responsible for what they're doing. That, to me, is kind of racist in itself.
Yes, it is, but it also is a slave mentality, and this is why I say that. It's a slave mentality because it's saying, as black people, we don't have to be accountable. We don't have to be responsible.
Right.
And that's the message that the slave master promoted within the slave community.
Right.
And we were talked to and treated as though we're child, so you're not really responsible.
Right.
And they had to look out for our best interest to take care of it. So that whole thing has been perpetuated.
You're not as capable as white people. You're not responsible.
So we understand you poor blacks out there killing one another because you really don't get it. You're not that developed mentally to even understand that or even stop that type of behavior in your community. That's how they're treated.
Sad.
Yes.
But true. It's obvious. Give it some thought, and together, perhaps we can all ensure our country's future history and have it be something we could be proud of.